Lila Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish Ben Abil Melech. Kilaim, Perkei, Mishnah Aleph. Kerem Shecharov. If you have a vineyard that was destroyed, Im Yesh Bo Lalaket Eser Kfan Mulevesa. Wasn't totally destroyed, but here it was left over that you had the amount of 10 vines that were remaining in a field that could hold a base saw, which is 2,500 square amas. Unatuos Kihil Chasan. So here the Rav says it was planted in the proper way, like we said. Two rows, one of them has a zanav, has this tail, so it's 3 and 2. A row that has 3 vines, a row that has 2 vines, at least. Hareza Nikra Kerem Dal. This is called a poor vineyard. And the Rav says that the reason it's called a poor vineyard is because it does not have a lot of vines, but even so, it's still called a kerem. This is not the Karachas HaKerem that had the cleared area of the vineyard, because that was destroyed in the middle of the field. This is all over on all sides. Next case. Kerem Shenotua Irbuvia. If a vineyard was planted in a total mess, there was no order to the vineyard. Im yesh bo lechavin shtayim neged shalosh. If still in this whole mess and mishkababel of all these vines in this vineyard, you're able to find two rows where one of the rows has 2 vines and the other row has 3 vines, and the rows are parallel to each other, because as we know from the previous Mishnayos, that when you have 2 rows where one of them is 2 and one of them is 3, even though there are only 5 vines total, that's enough to be considered a vineyard. And the Rav says this measuring goes by the trunks of the grapevine, not by the branches, that you'd have to have 3 vines, trunks of the vines, and 2 trunks of the vines parallel to each other, like we had in the previous cases. This would be a fun Where's Waldo challenge or some Gaudi Pollock on trying to find the 2 vines within this vineyard that would make this a vineyard. However, if you cannot find them, then it's not a kerem at all. It's just a mess. So really, all you need to do is just distance wherever you plant 6 tfachim from any of these vines. Rabbi Meir Amir Hovu Nira Ketav Nesakramim Hareza Kerem. Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he says since it resembles the structure of a vineyard, it still has the status of a vineyard. And according to Rabbi Meir, you would need 16 amas, but the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir.